This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. And we're continuing our interviews about the impact of the economic crisis in different parts of the world. Dubai is one of the oil-rich Arab Emirates. It's got a booming economy, which is showing symptoms of the worldwide economic slump. Dino Kronfeld is Managing Director of Asset Management for Algebra Capital, an investment firm based in Dubai. Dino, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here, Alex.
The U.S. has a long and sometimes troubled relationship with a lot of the Middle East. Does the Middle East still regard the U.S. as the financial superpower?
Yes, I would assume so. Certainly, I think there's, you know, increased awareness of other countries and emerging centers of power, but I don't think there's really any dispute as to the role that the United States plays, especially when it comes to financial markets. I mean, its clout in terms of its share of world GDP, as well as its share of financial markets, is enormous.
Is the view of the U.S. role any different, given what's happened in the last 3 weeks with this financial meltdown and the seeming inability of U.S. financial leaders to stop the slide in the market?
I mean, I think the unfolding and deteriorating situation can't only be placed on the shoulders of the U.S. Ultimately, institutions across the globe were participating and really taking on, you know, very similar risks. And I think it's really at this point where the GCC and the UAE in particular will ultimately distinguish themselves, because many of the systemic risks and challenges that are facing a lot of the United U.S. as well as European countries are not basically mimicked here. I mean, the financial services sector here is strong, economic growth is strong, balance of payments are high. So the outlook for the macroeconomic performance of the GCC is actually very much intact and very strong.
Many in the U.S. think that the countries of the Middle East are so wealthy from oil revenues that they're immune to any of the financial downturns of the West. Still, the markets in your part of the world have fallen this week, pretty much in line as they have in Europe and the U.S. and elsewhere. Why is that?
Well, because, I mean, when you have fairly young markets that are developing, you know, what happens in the financial markets doesn't have to be a very good reflection of the underlying economy. The ultimate performance of financial markets is also a function of its regulators, of the type of investors, of the legal infrastructure, of the regulatory framework, of its ability to attract different investor types. So what's actually happened in this part of the world is that you don't have that sort of market depth that can sort of sustain foreign selling or shorting, or just a general sentiment that you see really as a result of a general panic. On the other side, the issues that we're dealing with, for example, credit markets, these are not actually markets that are isolated or that, you know, that don't actually relate to one another. Ultimately, credit and ratings, these are actually global standards. And for corporations in this part of the world to receive credit, they need to be able to deal with international banks, and they have to be part of this global network of financial institutions. And if that gets jammed or locked because of lack of confidence, because you have failing institutions, or because there's just general fear, certainly the availability of credit to the corporations here is diminished.
What are you telling your clients today? If someone said, what should I do? Where should I put my money?
Be patient. Put some money in now. It might go a little bit lower, but if you're looking 6-12 months out, this is probably going to be a very good time to buy right now.
Dino Kronfeld, he's with Algebra Capital in Dubai. Dino, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.